Okay, we are up to Yud Zayin Amabez. Just by the way, somebody asked me about the Siyum. They're in the final stages of the planning, so hopefully by today, tomorrow, they will finalize exactly the plan for the Siyum. Those who are available to join us on May 6th in Washington Heights at the Yeshiva. There'll be the regular Kol Yom Rishon, I think, but the second Shir, I'll be giving the second Shir in conjunction with making a Siyum on the Shir and Yonim of Talmud Torah. And whether one is doing the daf or not doing the daf, but it'll be conjunction with the Siyum, but they're just finalizing the last stages. Okay, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. We are up to the second of three makoros that the Gemara brings to teach me that there is tashlumin for shvuas. The first makor brought yesterday was on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph by Rabbi Blasa Amar Boshia, where the makor was, how do you know that there's tashlumin? So we learned it out from the fact that in the same pasuk is b'chag amasos, b'chag shvuas, b'chag sukkah. So we compare shvuas to Pesach. The Gemara at the end, just one note at the end of the makor on Yud Zayin Amud Beis brought up the lines about Sfiras Omer. And Abaye was quoted, Mitzvah l'mimnei yomi and Mitzvah l'mimnei shvuei. We mentioned the Machlokas Rambam and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, where most Rishonim hold like the Rambam, that it's really one big mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer, while Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, no, he held his two separate mitzvahs, at least Mitzvah HaMikdash, it was two, and they even counted, they had two brachas. They mean one bracha on the Yamim and one bracha on the Shvuos. As it says in the Torah, it says, Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, and it also says, Tisrich Hamishim Yom, Begrapta Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. So just one beer that's given, so in the Mitzvah HaMelech, he quotes the Bad Kodesh on that mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer and Kuf Samach Aleph, where he's medayik, what is the reason for the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We mentioned this on 2 weeks ago on Shabbos. Why would you count two separate mitzvahs, one for the Yomim and one for the Shvuos? So he said it's beduyik in the words that we just read. Mane, fourth wide line, we said, Mane Yomim v'kadesh atzeres. What does that mean? He says there are two aspects of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. There's an aspect of the chi of gavra to count, and there's an aspect of the days must be counted in order to create Shvuos afterwards. There's a chi of gavra to count, like regular mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to count. But then there's a chi of gavra to have the days counted, just like Shemitah and Yovel. The Rambam compared it to Shemitah and Yovel and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why? Because we know when is there Yovel? Only if you've counted 49 years before that. If you don't count the Shemitahs, then there is no Yovel. It's Batel Memela. So there is an aspect of Sfiras HaOmer that we might have even said that. It's just that there are two aspects of Sfiras HaOmer. And that's why there are havaminas that this mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer would only be on Beis Din. The Gemara in Menachah has to go out of this way to tell us that no, Usfartim Lachem, Sfir L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Because of that, and that's meduyik, manei yamim, count days, v'kadesh atzeres. The counting of shvuos is a chiyav on each gavra. So it says in the Torah, it says count weeks. But the counting of the days is linked to shvuos. V'grafta mincha chadash al Hashem. It's in the same pasuk. So it says the same for Bad Kodesh. That could be explained by the Mitzvah HaMelech. That could be what's behind Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Because there are two aspects of Sfiras HaOmer. One, a chiyav gavra to count, and one for the days themselves to be counted. Okay, that's just a hosafa. There's more about Sfiras HaOmer, but let us continue. Six lines from the bottom. Number two makar for tashlumin of shvuas. Debei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, Amar Kra, Ukrasem uvekutzrachem. Ukrasem, you shall call the day shvuas, and uvekutzrachem, when you cut, when you reap your field. Ezeo chag shata korei vekotzer bo. What yantif do you call yantif, and it's a day of harvesting? Havi omer zeh chag aseres. That's Shavuos. Ema, so it says about 1 minute. It's actually the Chag. That's the day that you call Yantif and you reap and you harvest. Ilema be Yantif, Kitzir be Yantif be Shari. Is it actual Yantif, but you can't harvest on Yantif itself. So Elalav, Litashlumin. It must be that this pasuk is a reference to Tashlumin. Let's just finish it, then we'll say a point. V'yavagav d'idmar d'rolazim roshia, itzrach d'rolazim ben Yaakov. And even though you have one makar, you need the other makar. You need both of these two makaros that have been mentioned already. D'im d'rolazim ben roshia, if we would have had only the first makar, yesterday's makar, d'rolazim roshia, which has the pasuk comparing Pesach Shavu Sukkis, so hava amina, I might have said, mat tashlumin shel chagam matzos asur basiyas malacha, af tashlumin yetzeres nami asur basiyas malacha. I might have said that just like the tashlumin of Pesach is Chol HaMoed, and there's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, as we'll talk about later today. So too, Shavuos also should have an Isser Malacha for the week afterwards. You should create a type of Chol HaMoed for Shavuos. That's what I would have said if you would have only had that makar, makar number one. Kamash Malder Blazer Ben Yaakov. So that's why I have the second makar, which teaches me Tashlumin without any need to say that the days of Tashlumin have Kedushas Hayom with an Isser Malach. V'i Midor Blazer Ben Yaakov. And if I would have only had the second makar, the one that we just learned, Blazer Ben Yaakov, Lo Yadana Kama. I wouldn't have known how long Tashlumin was, because all it refers to is that it's the time that you could do Kitzira after you call it a Yantif, but I wouldn't have had a time. Kamash Malanda Blazer Amar Reb Oshia. That's why I needed the first Makar to teach me the time, because you compare it to Pesach to teach me it's for 7 days. So Reb is bothered. Part of this Makar number two was, it says on the day that it's a yantif and you harvest. So it has a gemara. So what is it? You can't harvest. You can't do kotzer on yantif. So it must be talking about the day afterwards. Ask it to Re'evan. But what if it's ksira l'shem ochal nefesh? You're allowed to do malachas for cooking on yantif. So what do you mean ksira mishari? Yes, shari. It's shari. Yeah, you're allowed to do malachas on yantif l'shem ochal nefesh. So why does the gemara go say as a davar pashut ketsira mishari? Really, ketsira mishari? Oh, so he gives two different answers. One, the second one he quotes is what you just suggested, and that is Tosfos and Beis Adav Gimel, quoting the Yerushalmi. Where the Yerushalmi says the only malachas that are mutter l'shem ochal nefesh is milisha ve'elach, as it's called, from kneading on. In the Sidur, the Pas, in the first 11 malachas, only from lisha and on. Ketzira is earlier, right? You have Zareya, Choresh, Kotzer, right there. So that's why he says maybe Ketzira is not included in the malachas of ochal nefesh. This also depends on how you understand that Yerushalmi of milisha ve'elach. Is that really lisha ve'elach? Or is it just general malachas of the field versus malachas of the house? The question is how literal you take lisha ve'elach. But that's one pshat. The other pshat is that he quotes the Rishonim that even if earlier malachos are usher, because some malachos say that Yerushalmi is an asmachta. That really means the oraisa, even earlier malachos are mutter. Midra Rabbanan, they're not. But the other answer given is that even if you say that, let's say, Kitsira is going to be mutter, but that's only in a limited quantity. Look at the Ran, at the beginning of the third paragraph, basically quotes, limited quantities will allow it. Because if you do a lot of Kitsira, then it'll look like you're doing it for future need. So if something is only mutter for a limited quantity, the Torah wouldn't call that, you know, that's the name of the Yontif. The Torah wouldn't say, Uva Kutzrochem is Kitsira Artzrochem, if you can only do it in limited quantity. So even if you want to say it's mutter, the Torah wouldn't refer to it as that. Or the next Makar we're about to have, Chag HaKatsir. It wouldn't be Chag HaKatsir if there's limits on your Kitsira ability. So those are two ways that the Torah ever goes. There's a big paragraph after that, but two ideas behind that issue about Kitsira and Ochel Nefesh. Third Makar that for Tashlumin of Shavuot, second line on top. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, V'Chag HaKatsir, the yantif of harvesting. Ezo chachata chogeg the kotzer bo, similar to number two. What's the yantif that you celebrate that you have a chag and you harvest on that day? Have you omerze atzeres? So again, Amos, when is this? Elam of a yantif katsir, yantif bishari, elav l'teshlumin. So again, how could you have chag and katsir on the same day? It must be that there's more than one day of shvuas, and that is the makar for tashlumin. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Amar of Yochanan. Elam e'ata. You're telling me that Chag HaKatsir should be taken literally, and therefore it's a Chag and it's a day of harvesting, and it can't therefore be Shavuos. It's got to be the next day. It's got to be Tashlumin. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Ela Me'ata. Let me ask you about another one. Chag HaAsif, the Yantif of gathering. Ezeu Chag Sheish Bo Asifa. What Yantif is that? Avi Omer Zachag HaSukkis. Sukkis is the Chag HaAsif. So, Ema. So, what day is that pasuk referring to? Elema b'yantif, same kind of question. If it's yantif proper, malacha b'yantif mishari, are you allowed to do ma'amer? Ma'amer is one of the malachas also. Ma'asef, gathering. So are you allowed to do that on yantif? No. You're not allowed to do it on yantif. So what must that pasuk be referring to? Ela b'chol shamoed. It must at least be, it can't be talking about the first day of yantif, it must be talking about chol shamoed. So Gemara then says, 1 second, chol shamoed mishari. So it's chol shamoed, but chol shamoed is also asur. So what's the pasuk referring to? Ela, it must be that the words Chag HaAsif, therefore, don't refer to a specific day. Because it can't be talking about Yadav itself, it can't be talking about Chol HaMoed. So how must you understand Chag HaAsif? Chag HaBa Bizman Asifa. The Chag that comes at the time of year where we gather. So Achanami, says Rabbi Yochanan, also, Chag Abab is Zman Katsira. The first earlier makar also, don't take it literally. It's not a good makar for Tashlumin of Shavuos. It just must mean the chag that comes at the time of harvesting, but you do not have a makar. He argued on this third makar. You don't have a makar for Tashlumin of Shavuos. Period. There's a period after Katsira. So the Rishonim here, and there are two places where the action is about Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Moed Katan Daf Beis and Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. Right, because the question on this line, the Gemara says, how could the Torah be referring to Chag Asif on Chol HaMoed? It's not Mutar to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So does that teach me anything about what level of Malacha is Asur on Chol HaMoed? So that's the discussion of Tosfos here, Dibur Maskul Cholos. So we mentioned, again, some of this we mentioned on Daf Beis Moed Katan, but it's a good place to review it because the Rishonim themselves say it again here. That is, there's a three-way machlokas Rishonim, the Malacha on Chol HaMoed. How should that be viewed? What level of Isur is it? Many Rishonim hold that it is an Issa Daraisa. Chol HaMoed Malacha is Asur Mida Araisa to do Malacha, all the Malachas that are Asur. There are Gemaras that seem to say this before us. We had a Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Moed Katan, where the Gemara said, Beferish, comparing Chol HaMoed to Avelus. The Gemara said, Avelus to Rabbanon, Chol HaMoed Daraisa. So Gemaras that seem to say beforeish that the Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Daraisa. This is Shita's Rashi, this is the Shita of other Rishonim, the Tur, quotes Deos like this and others. The only problem with this Shita is, and that's one of the questions that Rabbeinu Tam here asks in our Tosfos, right? Tosfos starts off, L'chor mashma, to malacha de bitzra vei midaraisa, to mavik lemi pasik. Right? Because the Gemara here is saying, it can't be referring to Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is asr. It's pashas of the Agamar, is that it's daraisa. So Tosfos asks, kashal Rabbeinu Tam, dim kain, davar ha'avid, v'kama malachas to sharina and heche mishteru. If you're saying it's on daraisa, so how could there be certain heterim? Right? Nobody says, oh, davar ha'avid, I can go to work on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Go to work on Yantav. Chas v'shalom. So what do you mean? If it's Daraisas, how do you have these Heterim of Davar Ha'avid and other Heterim? So that's one of the strong kashas on this Shita. V'chihechen matzino iser Daraisa, b'ksasso asa, b'ksasso mutter. And then Tosas quotes a Yerushalmi that seems to say that the Malacha of Chol HaMoed is Kadeshi he ochlin v'shosin v'hayu yegeim b'Torah, which also doesn't sound like a Daraisa idea. So that is a question problem with the Shita, but Rashi and the other Shitas that hold this Daraisa explain it based on the Gemara later on this Amud. And that is based on the principle, where we see it on the fourth wide line, Lo Masr Nakasav Ela L'Chachamim. This is one of those few, maybe only two or three halachas, where the Torah just basically gives a larger category and left it up to the Chazal to figure out what's going to be Mutter, what's going to be Usser. Rav Sternbach writes in Moedim Uzmanim that when it comes to Malacha on Chol HaMoed, it's not like Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, step one is that Shabbos and Yontif are Osos. It's an Os Beini Uveinechem. Once it's an Os, the Torah says, these are the 39 Malachas, you can't do the Malachas, and in that way you'll reflect that this is an Os. But it's not like a day of Stam Menucha. A Menucha of resting, what turning on a light is that Menucha? Says Rav Stormach, no, the step one is that it's an Os. But when it comes to Chol HaMoed, step one is that this is a day of that was supposed to be home and thinking about the Nes, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Chazal figured out which Malachos would take away from that ends and which wouldn't. And therefore, even if it's Daraisa, Masr HaKasav L'Chachamim. So that is all approach number one. A second approach, and that is Tosfos here, Rabbeinu Tam say, no, it's Darabanan. It's Darabanan. You got to work out all the other Gemaras that sound like it's Daraisa. But it is, Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Darabanan. So how does he read our Gemara? How do you read our Gemara? Then doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that if it's referred to Chol HaMoed, what do you mean? It can't be referred to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is Aser. We're talking about explaining the Pasuk. So what's the Rabbi Yochanan's point? So that, you need the Menchas Chenach. The Menchas Chenach quotes one of our Makoros that we love to talk about. We've spoken about it a number of times. And that is, says the Menchas Chenach, remember the Taz. Which Taz? The Taz in Ilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Taz in Yeridaya, where the Taz discusses why didn't Chazal Aser blowing shofar on Yontif? When they Asered blowing using musical instruments, so why don't they throw shofar in there too? Why is shofar only Aser when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? When Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, it should also be Aser. So it says the Taz is Yesod, which has its roots in the Rishonim, and that is, anytime the Torah says Beferish, that something is Mutter, Chazal cannot come up and say it's always Aser. So if the Torah says you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and it's a mitzvah daraisa, so Chazal can say you don't fulfill the mitzvah in this situation. But next year you would fulfill it. But they can't be mavatal lagamrei. So when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, okay, they can say, don't do it now because it's going to exist next year. It's going to exist tomorrow. But Chazal do not have the authority and the power to say something that's mefurish laheter, to say for eternity that it is la'isser. They also says this by Mila. He says, why weren't Chazal goes there doing Mila on Shabbos? Why weren't they goes there? You might come to carry the knife, you might come to carry the baby, if they'll get it to Chayno Zeyetz Atzmo. So Chazal say again, the Ritaz says again, because it's as if there's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah that says, do Mila on Shabbos. Ubayom Hashmini Yimo Basar, Alasu Afilo B'Shabbos. There's a separate pasuk to teach me that halacha. So it's as if the Torah says, Beferish, that Mila should be done on Shabbos. So Chazal don't have the authority to undermine that. There are many, many examples of this that we have mentioned in the past. So says the Menachas Chinuch in Shin Chav Gimel, quoting this Taz, he says, I think that's how the Rishonim that hold the Malacha Ochal Nefesh is Durabanan, Malacha of Chalamoid is Durabanan, that's how they read this Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan isn't saying that how could Chag HaAsif be referred to Chalamoid as Aser? No, but if the Torah calls it Chag HaAsif, it's as if the Torah is saying that it's Mutter to Asif on Yantif. And if it's Mutter to Asif on Yantif, Chazal wouldn't have said that it's Aser on Chol HaMoed. It's Aser on Yantif proper. But that's what you don't have to say that it's the Daraisa level. Even if it's Drabanan, that's the pshat of the line of Rabbi Yochanan here, Chazal wouldn't have said it, because it's as if the Torah says that it's Mutter to do Asifa on Yantif. Heich Yuchlu Chazal Lakar Ligzer Iser B'Chol HaMoed Habam Mefurish Laheter Ve'ein Zeh B'Yadam Davar Zeh. So that's what he talks about. Yeah. Right, Chazal, but the Taz says that Chazal can't tell you not to do a mitzvah if it's mufurish laheter. But it's not sama mitzvah. The language of the Taz is that it's davar mufurish laheter. Not dafka a mitzvah, but even an action. Right, this isn't a mitzvah, but it sounds like for the Taz it's just an action, not just a mitzvah. Okay, there is a third approach in the Rishonim, that's the Ramban, quoted at the beginning of Moed Katan by the other Rishonim, where the Ramban says, there are limitations. Mida Oraisa, Malacha on Chol HaMoed is also Mida Oraisa, if it is not Davar HaAvid, and it's not Letzarach HaMoed. That's the first level, says the Ramban. Da Oraisa, if it's not Letzarach HaMoed, and it's not Davar HaAvid. Second level, then, Chazal added on to expand that Isser Da Oraisa. But it's not Masr Nakaz L'Chachavim, that where they define what the Da Oraisa is. It's a little different. There's one level that's Isser Da Oraisa, and there's one level that was added on, says the Ramban, Da Rabbanan. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll stop here. Just one other ha'ara. The Rishonim in the Tosfos Chadashim in the Mishnayos in the beginning of Moed Katan, he discusses why dafka this mitzvah of all mitzvahs is Masr Nakaz L'Chachamim. Why dafka Chol HaMoed? So he explains, and others explain this as well, because Chol HaMoed is this, you know, is this middle type of day. It's Chol, it's Moed. So how do you makadish the Chol? So that's why dafka Chazal tell us how to do this mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. So now the Gemara says, Mechad Shabbai Yisraelu de Chol HaMoed Shal Chol HaMoed Asher Bas Yis Malacha. So from the earlier conversation, it sounds like everybody agrees that Chol HaMoed is Asher in Malacha. The question is, though, does that affect the makar of Tashlumin? Minani Mili. So what is the makar for Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed? So again, we're going to quote five different makaros now, which really makes it sound like it's Daraisa. According to the ones who say it's Darabanan, have to say that these are all Asmachtas. The Tanur Rabbanan, five makaros. Number one. Five makaros for the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmar Shivas Yamim. You shall guard Chag HaMatzos. And then it says right after that, Shivas Yamim. Limin HaChol HaShamoed Asser Bas Yis Malacha. Divir Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says it's based on that makar. Number two, Rabbi Yonas Anomer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need that drasha. Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Uma Rishon Vishvi. If the first and the seventh day, the first and last day of Yantif, She'ein Kedusha Lefnei Mulach Harehem, which doesn't have Yumei Kedusha before and after those days, Asur Basiyas Malacha, and still those days are Asur B'Malacha, the first and last day of Yantif, are not surrounded by Yumei Kedusha, and yet they themselves are Asur B'Malacha, so Chol Shamoed, Sheyesh Kedusha Lefnei Malach Harehem, Eino Din She'asur Basiyas Malacha, so the days of Chol HaMoed, which are surrounded by Yumei Kedusha, surely themselves should have an Isur Malacha. It's amazing. From this makar, it sounds like Chol HaMoed should be even more chamor than a regular day of Yantif. Nobody says that, but it sounds like if the first and last day, which aren't surrounded by Yemei Kedusha, work, so too Chol HaMoed should also work. But Rabbi Yosef Engel just says each day of Chol HaMoed is not surrounded. It's only if you put them all together as a unit. So he says, and Tzuri Yevon also says this, that no, you have to look at each day, look at the first day of Chol HaMoed, and then the last day of Chol HaMoed, which each have a Yom Kaddish next to them, and once those are ready, now considered you make Kiddush for themselves, then you go to the next one in, and the next one in, until you fulfill all the days of Chol HaMoed. Because he says, you can't look at it as one big unit. That's the, Rabbi Yosef Engel says it on this Gemara. So that's the marker. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. So you're having a Kal V'Chomer, that a day of Kiddush, a day surrounded by Kiddusha, must be Kaddush itself. So what about Sheishes Yimei Breishes Yochichu? What about the 6 days of the week? Sheyesh Kedusha L'Fnei Melech Areihem. Also, if you look at the unit of 6 days, Sunday through Friday, it's surrounded by Shabbos. It's always surrounded by Shabbos. U'mutar Basis Melech. We know it's mutar. So just because days are surrounded by Yimei Kodesh, doesn't mean that, you know, it's Asa B'Melech. So there's no Raya. Says the Gemara, no. Don't bring me a kasha from the 6 days of my 6 days of creation. She'ain by karban musaf. Every day of the week there's no karban musaf. Chomer b'chalav mashal moed. She'ish more karban musaf. So it's a good kal v'chomer. We're back. We saved the kal v'chomer. Don't ask me from she'ishes may brachos because these chalav moed is different because it at least has a karban musaf. So Gemara says back, no. Rosh Chodesh yochiach. Rosh Chodesh will prove she'ish more karban musaf. U'mutamatzias malacha. Rosh Chodesh will prove because it has a karban musaf and it's not aser. So again, we're back to saying no good kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is not good. So Mala Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara answers back. Finally, no, don't ask me for Rosh Chodesh. She ain't kari mikra kodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not called mikra kodesh. Torah b'chol shamoi shakari mikra kodesh. So Cholamoid has a karban musaf and is called mikra kodesh. So don't ask me kashas from Rosh Chodesh or from the days of the week because those are different. And therefore, hol v'kari mikra kodesh din hu sha'aser basiyas malacha. So we saved makar number two, the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yonasan. Period. So the Gemara here says, their Hagav, it was brought up that Rosh Chodesh is Mutter Basiyas Malacha. We've been talking about this before. That's what we paskin. The Rosh Chodesh is Mutter Basiyas Malacha, but the Shulchan Aruch does quote in Tuf Yud Zayin, Noshim Nohagos Shelo Lasos Malacha, Hu Minag Tov. The Minag is that on Rosh Chodesh, women don't do work, and it's a nice Minag. What is included in this work? The post can discuss it. Is it sewing? Is it other malachas that not to do work on Chol HaMoed? The Mishnah, the Bir Halacha here has a suffix. Is this a minhag that if it's your minhag you should do, and if it's not your minhag you don't have to do, or is it a minhag that you must do because it's a minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch? So he has that suffix. He's noted to say that you should follow this minhag, even though he's not 100% sure about it. That women don't do malacha. What is the connection of women? So we noted that the Mishnah Berurah here quotes it, but it's based on earlier sources that because the women didn't participate in the Maaseh HaEgel, so that's why they were given Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Torah writes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos are Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The 12 months of the year, the Rosh Chodashim, are Keneged the 12 Shvatim, but after the Egel, it was taken away from the Shvatim and given to the women. Why dafka the women, mahakesher between the women and Rosh Chodesh? So we quoted before the Baalei Machshava who explained that the Egel, the Chet of the Egel, symbolized pessimism, symbolized giving up hope, symbolized there's no future, let's forget it, Moshe Rabbeinu's not here, let's throw in the towel. That's what the Egel was about. They gave up hope. But what happened to the women? The Nashim said, Kanis of the generation, throughout they always had the optimism. They always said it's going to be okay. They wanted to have more children in Mitzrayim. They said, no, it's okay. You know, they got their husbands back. They didn't participate in the Egel. Moshe's coming back. It's okay. It's wonderful. It's going to be okay. Miriam took out the Tupim Macholos. They're out of Mitzrayim. She took out these musical instruments. Why? Because she knew there was going to be Kriyas Yamsuf. She had a Muna. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to do Nisim for them. Rosh Chodesh is the symbol of optimism. Rosh Chodesh is the symbol of the moon's tiny. You don't see the moon, but now it's getting bigger. You don't see it, but I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is making the moon bigger, and therefore the days are going to be better for us as well. That's what we say in Kiddush Levana. Just like He makes the moon bigger, He should make us bigger, and He should return us to our glory. So that's why Dafka Rosh Chodesh is a perfect fit to be a schar for the women who did not participate in the Maisa Ha'ega. Okay, so we see, though, that Rosh Chodesh, though, doesn't have an Isra Malacha Mikra Din, while Chol HaMoed does. Chol HaMoed, says the Gemara, is called Mikra Kodesh, and it even has a Karban Musaf. So the Vilna Gaon, quoted in Maaseh Rav, was very makpid that people, going from Yontif to Chol HaMoed, people wouldn't say Gut Vach. Says Gut Vach, he says, it's not Gut Vach. It's not ready. Don't say Shavua Tov. It's not the regular. Say Gut Moed. He says in Maaseh Rav, it says, Umachbid al-Anoeg bo minach chol, kemoha omrim bimotsoy yantav lachol amoeid gutavach. says, you shouldn't do that. He says, Karov Liantiv Gamur. And he was very machbid, because Nikiya Bachilo Vishasiya. So he didn't like when people treated it like, and even said that, as it says in Kuf Ayin Dalet, a Maisa Rav. So he was very, very upset. He was upset and machbid about it. The post didn't talk about why in Havdalah we say Amavdal Ben Kodesh L'chol. We don't say Amavdal Ben Kodesh L'chodesh, going to Chol HaMoed. But again, because it is Chol, it's just also Moed. So you gotta have the balance. So interesting, just that last piece in Kuf Ayin Dalet, the last line, he says, on Isru Chag, he got up early to put on tefillin. Because he had to put on tefillin, or even if he did, it wasn't Al Tzchiv. That's why I remember growing up, the shul that I grew up in, they always had started the minyanim 5 minutes earlier, the day after Yontif. Nobody ever came 5 minutes earlier, but officially on the schedule, it was called for 5 minutes earlier than a regular weekday, just to show the chavivus, the zrizus, that we haven't worn tefillin in a week, or even if we did, we didn't do it with a bracha, we didn't do it with l'shem, with chiv, according to everyone. That's based on this gra. The gra says he was mizdari's ma'od, to put on tefillin right after chalamoid. Okay, there's more to talk about chalamoid, but we'll see at the end, if we have time, we'll get back to chalamoid. Tanya Idach says the Gemara number 3, a third source for malach and chalamoid. Don't do malacha, right? At all. Rashi explains what that this is connected. This is next to the pasuk of Shivas Yavim Takribu Isha. So you learn that malacha is asur and chalamoid. Div Rabbi Yosef Glili. Number 4, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Einot Zarech. You don't need that pasuk. Harahi Omer. Eila Moadim Hashem Mikrai Kodesh. These are the Moadim. Bechulu. B'mayah Kazim Medaber. So what is the pasuk referred to? By these are the Moadim. In Barishon, if we're talking about the first day of Yontif, Arik Faran Amr Shabbason. Already calls that day Shabbason, which connotes an Isra Malacha. In Bishvi, Arik Faran Amr Shabbason. Seventh day also. It already says Shabbason. Ha'ein Akasim Medaber. Ela B'chol HaShal Moed. L'lamen Chasha Asra Bas Yis Malacha. So that teaches me again Isra Malacha. The Menchas Chinuch notes, Shinchav Gimel, what's the nafgamina between all of these makaros? The onesh. What's the onesh of malach and chalamoi? So for example, the first makar is tishmor. Lashon shmira is a losaseh. Right? He shah al lav, he shamer pen. If you have any of those makaros, you can get malchus. So if the makar is number 1, shmira, so then you can get malchus. Number 2, kal v'chomer, ain't on shem benadin. You don't get any onesh. Ain't on shem benadin. If the makar is number 3, it's an asay. So in Isra Asay, maybe you have to bring carbon ola. Where it says in Zvachim, you have to bring carbon ola if you're a bitl asay. So that's an afkamina between all of these. What would you say? What the makar is what the onesh is.
Only if you hold
the Staraisa. Right? If you hold the Drabban, and then all these are asmachtas, and it really sounds like it's something Staraisa. Why is there such a machlokas about what the asmachta is? So it's at least it sounds like something is the Araisa. Okay, and finally the last one, number 5, Tanya Idach. 6 days you should eat matzah, and on the 7th day you should be in atzeres. Mashvi'i atzor, just like the 7th day is atzor, stop from malacha. Af sheishes yom matzurin, also the previous 6 days. Imashvi'i atzor mikol malacha, af sheishes yom matzurin mikol malacha. If the 7th day, all malacha is asur, besides ochal nefesh, so too the previous 6, tabalomar, uvayam mashvi'i atzeres. Dafka the 7th day is atzeres. Hashvi'i atzor b'chol malacha, ve'in sheishes yom matzurin b'chol malacha. The 7th day is totally usher and not the previous 6 days. Haldo Masr and Hakasov El Chachamim, the famous line. This halacha was given over to the Chachamim to determine Lom Alacha Eze Yom Asr Veze Yom Mutter. Eze Malacha Asr Veze Malacha Mutaris. What's the double lashon? First, Rashi explains, Chazal figure out which day is Yantif. Right, first day, right, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. So, Eze Yom Asr, Eze Yom Mutter. They figure out which day is Yantif. Once they figure out which day is Yantif, then they can determine which Malacha is Mutter and which Malacha is Asr on Chalamoid. We do have this principle in a couple of other areas of Halacha, Masr and Kazal Vachachamim. The Beis Yosef uses this principle when he talks about Uvechu Koseham Lo Selechu. It talks about the Isra of walking in the ways of the non-Jewish world, non-Jewish culture. So the Gemara sometimes says that certain Amoraim were allowed to wear the clothing of the Umos HaOlam, even though it's smacked of Avodah Zarah, because they worked with the government. So the Beis Yosef says, how could that be? If it's the Asr, it's Asr. So again, he quotes, Chazal interpreted that if you're doing it, not l'shem to be like them, but l'shem to be close to the government, for l'shma reason, so then it was never included in the Isr. So that principle is quoted sometimes in other places, but the place where it's quoted here in Shas is by Chalamoi. Okay, period. Next part. So the last line of the Mishnah we had yesterday was that when the day of the shechting of the Karbanos for Shavuos were pushed off, to Sunday, because let's say Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, or if it fell out on Friday, according to Beis Shammai, it was pushed off to Sunday. But we're very worried, we don't want that day to appear from the outside like the day of the Tzedukim, that the Tzedukim say that it's Shabbos, because they say that it's always on a Sunday, a Shavuos. So that's why we say, even though you're shechting the Karbanos of Yontif that day, the Mishnah said that you're allowed to have Hesped V'tainis. You're allowed to fast that day, you're allowed to have eulogies. We're talking about Hesped V'tainis, Shlola Kayim, Esdivrei HaOmrim, Atzeres Acher HaShabbos. So we don't give chizuk, give substance, even looking like those who say that we take Mimachros HaShabbos literally. Ask the Gemara B'Hatanya, Maisa Umeis Alexa B'Lud. There was a man named Alexa in Lud, and he died. V'nichnusu Kol Yisrael L'Softo. And all of the Jews gathered to give him a eulogy. V'lohinichim Rebbe Tarfon, V'b'neisha Yontav Shal Atzeres Olya. And Rebbe Tarfon didn't let them because it was Shavuos. The Gemara says, Yontav Salkataitach. It was actual Shavuos? Ibi Yontav Mikasu. There's no eulogies on who's coming on Shavuos. Can't be literally Shavuos, Ella, Ema, B'nishi, Yom Tavochai. It must be that it was the day of the shechting of the Shavuos Karbanos. But what do you see? Rabbi Tarfon didn't let a hesped to take place. But the Mishnah said before that you can have a hesped on the Yom Tavoach. So is it yes or no? So where is Lokasha? Kan b'yantav shechalias achar haShabbos. Kan b'yantav shechalias b'Shabbos. No, the case of Rabbi Tarfon, it was a case of the Yom Tavoach during the week. It was the Yom Tov, it wasn't on Sunday. If it's on Sunday, that's what the Mishnah's talking about. So that looks like the Tzedukim, and therefore, you're allowed to have a Hespedim that day. But the story of Rabbi Tarfon is during the week, and therefore, he did not allow it, because he wanted to be at least the day of Miksas Yontif. The Mefarshim, the Achronim, point out that Rabbi Tarfon lived after the Churban Abayis. So this is the halacha of giving Hespedim after the day after Shavuos, seems to be even Rizban Azed. The Hakosev in the Ein Yaakov says it's a one line. So Rabbi Tarfon lived after the Churban, and therefore it must be that this halacha of allowing Hespedim or being makpid to give Hespedim on the day after Shavuos must be a halacha that applies even Rizban Azed, even if we're not worried about the Mimachros HaShabbos Karban Omer itself. Okay, period. Okay, Masnisan, Yudches Mabei. So today starts the last part of Maseches Chagiga. Right, the last 10 blad or so of Maseches Chagiga is Halachas of Tuma and Tara, which again, we shouldn't be scared of, but we should say, let me learn more of this so I could really get the basics down. As the Chavetz Chaim says many times, that Mashiach's going to come, and we know, Teku, Tishbi Yataris, Kushis Vabayas. He's only going to answer the Sveikas. Mashiach's only going to answer the Sveikas, the questions that we have. He's not going to tell us what it says Mefurish in the Rambam. He's not going to tell us halacha that we have to know, that we should know. We're going to say, what does it say? What's the halacha here? If it's Mefurish Mishnah. Mefurish Gemara, he's not going to tell us that. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, we have to learn. We have to learn Kachem and Taurus. We have to be prepared. Mashiach, how do we show that we're prepared? See, peace of Yeshua. What if we never think it's going to happen? So we have to try to familiarize ourselves. And the Rambam also writes this in his Kakdama to Seder Taurus, Pirush Mishnayis. He writes, these are tremendous Yesodos. And therefore, we have to make sure that we get the Yesodos as much as we can down. Okay, so today starts the last part of the Seder. The Tiferes Yisrael points out earlier that this Mishnah should really be the beginning of the last Perek. You know, why isn't this Perek Shlishi? So we start Perek Shlishi the next Mishnah is the beginning of Perek Shlishi. But this Mishnah is really, it goes with that. But what was the last line of the previous Mishnah? It was about the Tzedukim. So we didn't want to finish a parak with the Tzedukim. About we have to act based on the Tzedukim. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, that's why this Mishnah was stuck in at the end of this parak, so we didn't have to end the Mishnah referring to Apikars. Okay, so now we have Tuma and Tara. Just two words of Hakdama, again getting back to Halachas of Tuma and Tara. Number one, remember that there are different levels of Tuma and Tara. The first parak in Mishnayis Kalim lists all of the Avos HaTuma. There are many different types of Avos HaTuma, Nevela, and Azav, and Shech Mazera, many Avos HaTuma, various halachas in between. But in the larger sense, there are different levels of Tuma. There's the grandfather of all Tuma, Avi Avos HaTuma, which is the dead body. Then there's Avatuma, something that comes in contact with an Avatuma, with an Avi Avos HaTuma becomes an Avatuma. Something that touches, or carries, or something else, an Avatuma becomes a Rishon LaTuma. And then, you go lower down. You can have a Sheni Latoma, Shlishi Latoma, Revi Latoma. That's it. But not everything could become a Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi. Anything could become an Av. But what about Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi? So that's limited. a person and a kli, the yisod usually is ein adam v'kli nitzma elamei avatoma. Mida oraisa, a person can only become a rishon. That's the lowest a person could come. Mida oraisa, if a person touches a rishon, nothing happens. Nothing happens. If a kli touches a rishon, nothing happens. Ein adam v'kli nitzma elamei avatoma. That is the yisod usually. What about a shape? What about the next level down? The next level down is also the more kadosh something is, the more susceptible to tumah it is. A sheni making a shlishi is only by truma and karbanis. If you have chulin food, non-holy food that touches sheni, nothing happens. If you have truma that touches a sheni la tumah, the truma becomes a shlishi. And if you have a karban that touches a shlishi, so then that karban becomes a revi. But that's it. Nothing else could become a shlishi and a revi except truma and karban. Truma could become a shlishi, and then it ends, and then karbanos could become a revi. Those are the general rules. There is one exception to the rule that we need to know for our Mishnah, and that is chazal or gozer. Even though a person cannot usually become a sheni, as we just said, an adam can only be nitva from an avatuma, chazal or gozer tuma midrabanan, though, on a person's hands, to make the hands considered shnios latuma. That's why we do netilos yadayim, and that's what we're going to talk about a little more. But chazal where goes there that our hands have the status of shnios latuma, because yadayim askonios, we don't know where our hands touched, and it's a chiddush, because usually you say, how can part of your body be tameh and not the rest of your body? Usually, if part of your body is tameh, you're all tameh. So that's another part of this chiddush midrabanan, that chazal made up this halacha, that our hands are considered shnios la tuma. With that background, now let us do the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, notzlin liyadayim l'chulin ulamaiser ulatruma. You must do netilas yadayim. You have to wash your hands when you are going to eat chulin. Why chulin? So we'll talk about that. Chulin, because we said chulin cannot become tame from a sheni. Right? If our hands have the status of a sheni, so what do you have to wash your hands when you eat chulin for? Right, chulin only sheni osa shlishi. That's only by truma and by kachim. So what do you have to wash your hands for? So we'll talk about it. So you have to do the tilas yadayim for chulin and for meiser. This is meiser sheni. If you eat meiser sheni or for truma, so that's you have to wash your hands for ula kodesh. But if you want to eat a karban matbilin, you can't just wash your hands, but you have to dunk your hands in a mikvah. If you dunk your hands in a mikvah, matbilin. Rashi says arbaim sa'ah ula chatas. And what happens if you want to touch the mixture of the mechatas, which has the ashes of the paraduma and the special water? That's the highest level of, we try to have very high standard for kedusha of that. In nitzvu yadav, nitzvu gufo, for that, you have to put your whole body in the mikvah. You can't just dunk your hands in the mikvah. To touch the mechatas, you have to put your whole body into the mikvah. Part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Mishnah is about to tell us a chiddush, that there is special kavana that one needs to have when one does tefillah in order to be take part in kadosh items. Tova l'chulin. If you went into the mikvah and you think you're being tovel to eat your chulin, let's say you want to eat your chulin al taharas hakodesh, huksak l'chulin, then fine, you can eat chulin. But what if after you come out of the mikvah you decide you want to eat meiser sheni, asur l'meiser? Got to go back to the mikvah to have a tefillah l'shei meiser. Tova l'meiser, huksak l'meiser, asur l'truma. So if you did it for meiser, again, it's not good enough for truma. Tava l'truma, hoksak l'truma, asur l'kodesh. Tava l'kodesh, hoksak l'kodesh, asur l'chadesh. We'll talk about more about this in the Gemara, that every time you go to the mikvah, the special kavana that you have, l'shem, whatever, dover, kodesh, you are sanctifying yourself for, and if you didn't have that kavana, so then you have to go back, and you have to tovel again. Tava l'chamur, mutter l'kal. If you had kavana for the most chamur, let's say the chatos, then you don't have to go back for the lower one, that's included. If you didn't have any kavana going in, you just jumped into the mikvah, so then it's as if you weren't tova in any of these items. There are gemaras that talk about that maker adin and isha nida doesn't need, but that's in terms of hetelabayla, as long as she went in properly, so then we might say it's mutter. But this is talking about not stam hetelabayla, but tumentara. Tumentara might have different halachas than hetelabayla. Part two. Part three of the Mishnah. Big de am haaretz, medris laprushim. We know the clothing of an am haaretz is considered, you know, the begadim of a person can become tamei. Let's say a person is a zav or a zava or a nida. Her clothing is tamei. So let's say the begadim of an am haaretz. An am haaretz is not, you don't know for sure that he's tamei, but still, his begadim, you have to assume, are tamei compared to the prushim. A parish is somebody who holds himself on a higher level in terms of tumah. big day prushim medras for ochle truma. Somebody who eats truma must treat even the begadim of his friend who's a parish as if they're tamei. Big day ochle truma medras la kodesh. Somebody who eats truma has to treat his own begadim. No, the person who eats kachim has to treat the begadim of somebody who eats truma as tamei. Again, because every person has their begadim considered on a higher level. Big day kodesh medras lachatas. Each one going up. Each person eating the higher level kadosh thing has to treat the people who are involved in the lower level kedusha items as if their begadim are tamei. And the Gemara even gives an example. Yosef ben Yoezer hayachatzit shebe kahuna. Yosef ben Yoezer was a chassid shebe kahuna, meaning he was already osik in truma, vaysamit pachto medras lakodesh, and his beged was considered tamei to those who ate karbanis. The Tosafot Rash says that you're not called a kavod l'rav here, even though he was a tremendous rav, but it doesn't matter. Halachically, if he was involved in truma, it's considered tamei to the ones who were involved in karbanis. And the same thing with the following: Yochanan ben Gudgudah haya ochel al taras hakodesh kol yamav vaysamit pachto medras lachatas. He always ate karbanis, and still his begadim were considered tamei for those who were osik in the mechatas, and therefore you'd have to tovel them in the mikvah or just stay away from them.
Why does it say medras?
So that's, I'll get to that. You asked, I'll mention it now. Medras, Tumas Medras includes Mishkav and Moshav. Meaning if a Zav or a Zava or a Nida sit on something or, you know, lie on something, that is an exception to the rule of regular Tumah. Usually Tumah is transferable down. In Av makes a Rishon, Rishon makes a Sheni. There is a Gzeras Akasev from last week's parsha that says that if a Zav or a Nida sit on something, they are an Av and they create an Av. Those Mishkav and Medras, that's Medras. Medras is a type of Tumah that is an Av itself. That's why he uses the Lashon here of Medras, that if a Zav sits on a chair, that chair is now an Avatumah, even though the Zav himself is an Avatumah. We'll talk about that hopefully more in the future, but that's the Kiddush of Mishkav and Moshev, Azav and Zav and Nida. That's all included in the word Medras. Medras is an example of Av, that's why he uses that word of Medras. Continues the Gemara. Okay, so says our Mishnah, back to the beginning of our Mishnah, the Mishnah said that for Chulin and Meiser, you have to do Netilas Yadayim. So they asked the Gemara, Chulin and Meiser, mi bar Netilas Yadayim? Is that true? You do Netilas Yadayim? So let's keep focus. We're going to have three Mishnayos here. We had one Mishnah, the Mishnah here, Vahavra Minhi, but now we're quoting a Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah Bikurim is going to say that you don't need Netilas Yadayim for Meiser and Chulin. That's going to be the Stira. Says the Mishnah, Hachuma Vavikurim. Chayavin Alehan Misa, Chuma and Bikurim. Bikurim has the status of Chuma. If his Zar eats them, he's Chayav Misa. The Chomesh, and if he ate it Bemezid, he's Chayav Misa. If he ate it Beshogeg, then he has to pay back and add on a fifth of the value to the Kohen. The Asul Zar, and it's also for the Zarim to eat it. What's that line adding on? We already said Chai Misa. So Tosafot Rashi says it's adding on Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, which is, you don't get punished for Chatzi Shir, but it's still Aser Daraisa. The Hei Nechse Kohen, and it's owned by the Kohen. Meaning if the Kohen wants to get married, he could get married using Truma. But Olin Be'echad Umeya, and it's Batel. If Truma falls into a mixture of 101 altogether, then it's Batel. Utuunin netilas yadayim, and shruma and bikurim need netilas yadayim. B'harif shemesh, and if somebody is a tful yom and he's tamei, he has to wait till sunset in order to be able to partake. Our first mishnah in Shas, right? When do the kohanim go in to eat their truma? Hare elub truma bikurim, mashenki to meiser. So the mishnah ends off and says all these halachas apply by truma and bikurim and not by meiser. The kolshkin b'chulin, and surely not by chulin. So therefore, we have our mishnah that says you need netilas yadayim for truma, for chulin and meiser. And the Mishnah in Bikurim says you don't need Netilas Yadayim for Chulin and Meiser. So that's the Gemara. We have a double stira. Kasha Meiser and Meiser, Kasha Chulin and Chulin. We have a double stira. So Bish, Luma, Meiser and Meiser, Lokasha. How do we answer the stira about Meiser? That's a Machlokas Tanoim. Har Rebbe Meir v'Har Rabbanan. How do we answer our Mishnah that says you need Netilas Yadayim for Meiser? The Mishnah in Bikurim that says you don't need Netilas Yadayim for Meiser. You know what? That's really Machlokas Tanoim. Because we have a Mishnah in Para. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Para, Kol Haton, Para is a Mesechta in Seder Taurus. Kol Haton, Bias Mayim, Midivrei Sofrim, anything that you have to wash your, that needs Bias Mayim, Midrabanan. For example, hands. Hands of a person are sheni latuma. Shnios have the status of shnios latuma midrabanan. So let's say anything that needs to be washed midrabanan mitame es hakodesh uposel es hatruma. Another word of introduction: mitame and posel. Those two words are used in the Mishnayos. They both mean to make something tame. But mitame means that you make something tame, and that item has the power to make something else tame. The train didn't end by the word metame. When you use the word posel, that means it's finished. You make that thing tame and it's finished. That thing does not have the power to make anything else tame. So here we're talking about our hands. Our hands are shenis. So metame is a kodesh. A sheni touches a carbon, so the carbon is a shlishi. But we learned 5 minutes ago that a carbon can still go further. That's why he says metame is a kodesh. Uposel is a truma. But if your hands, which are a sheni, touches truma, it makes the truma shlishi, but that's it. Right? There can't be a revi by truma. Umutr lachuna lemaiser. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, though, that those hands which are sheni are mutr v'chulin lemaiser. Meaning, Rabbi Meir says that you don't need netilas yadayim for chulin and meiser. Lachum emoser memaiser, lachum aser, when it comes to meiser. So therefore, that's the answer to our first dira. How do we say that our Mishnah says you have to do netilas yadayim for chulin and meiser? And the Mishnah in Mikurim says, not really, it's a machlokas tanoim. So says the Gemara, what about the other part? El chulin achulin kasha. So how do you answer the stira of chulin? Again, whether you need netilas yadayim or not, lo kasha kam bachila. It depends if you're going to eat the chulin or you're just going to touch the chulin. Our Mishnah, which says you need netilas yadayim, is because you're going to eat the chulin. The Mishnah in Bikurim that says you don't need netilas yadayim, that's only because you're going to touch the chulin. Ask the Gemara, that can't be. No. In the third Mishnah that we brought, in the Mishnah in Parah, where we quote this machlokas about washing hands, the Rabbanan only argued on Rabbi Meir when you eat Meiser. That's the only time that they would require Netilas Yadayim. Avo benigia de Meiser, ubachil de chulin lo pligi. Everybody agrees that you don't need Netilas Yadayim by eating chulin. So that can't be the answer to the stira. So the Gemara says you have to have a different answer. What's the answer to the stira of whether you need netilas yadayim or not for chulin? Ella ili idi v'idi b'achila. It's both about eating v'lo kasha. The difference is which food, which chulin are you eating? Kan b'achila de nama, kan b'achila de peire. Bread or fruit? For bread, you have to wash your hands. For fruit, as long as they're dry, you don't have to wash your hands. The Amar of Nachman, kol she'anotel yadav l'peiris, hareze migasei haruach. If you wash your hands for fruit, it's migasei haruach. If you're really worried about tumen tara, they're wet, so then you could wash your hands. But other than that, hareze migasei haruach. The Taz, I think, quotes this line when he talks about he's against urchatz by the Seder. He says, what are you doing, Urchatz? See, he's against Urchatz. But this is the answer to the stira of when you need Netilas Yadayim. And so tomorrow morning, we'll start off just with 1 minute about Netilas Yadayim Bizman Hazeh. So where did it come from? Why do we wash before we eat bread? It comes from here. But the Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Kuf Nun Ches, discusses two reasons why you do Netilas Yadayim Bizman Hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tanur Rabbanan. Today's shir was sponsored by the Friedman family. Have a good day.